ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم الحمد و الثناء لله رب العالمین و الصلاة و السلام على اشرف الانبیاء و المرسلین حبیب قلوبنا و طبیب نفوسنا ابو القاسم المصطفى محمد و على آل بیته الطیبین الطاهرین المعصومین المکرمین سیما بقیت الله فی الارضین و لعن الدائم على اعدائهم اجمعین من الان الى قیام یوم الدین. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this portion of the program Bridge, as we are in the holy month of Muharram, we ask you to remember all of us in your du'as. Lamentation for Imam Hussein alayhi salam should not forget us. The status of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the role he played in Karbala, and the impact he had on our Islam today. In fact, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was in Karbala. He was eyewitnessing whatever was going on in this tragedy. And throughout his life, every minute and every moment, he was mentioning Karbala, and he was reviving, or he was keeping the remembrance of Karbala alive. Therefore, it's very important to remember Imam Sajjad in these nights, right? Because Muharram is not only for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, rather it's for Imam Hussein and his family, and part of his family is Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. His legacy, the book Sahifa Sajjadiyah, in fact, is to be remembered more with more reverence in these nights of the month of Muharram. We were talking about 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when he mentioned shaitan and sought refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from himself, from him, from his enmity and from his trickery. And we got to the part that Imam Sajjad is pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to invalidate the plots of shaitan, requesting him, the Almighty, to nullify the plans of shaitan, which is very important. Let's take a quick break. Inshallah, we'll come back and read the text of the dua.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Alright, respected brothers and sisters, listeners to IRB English Radio. In the 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, in this supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma, O Allah, uhlul ma aqada, waftuq ma rataqa, wafsakh ma dabbara, wathabbithu idha azama, wanqudh ma abrama. O Allah, undo what he ties, right? Or untie whatever he ties, meaning that nullify, invalidate, right? Thwart shaitan's schemes and plans, right? Unstitch what he sews up. Waftuq ma rataqa, right? Whatever he plots, whatever he designs, right? What he does in terms of machinations, right? In terms of designing and plotting, whatever he does, cancel it out, right? nullify it, annulment of shaitan's machinations is what we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفْسَخْ مَا دَبَّرَ Dislocate what he devises. So beautiful, right? Whatever he does at the end, right? Protect us from his trickery. Protect the people who are around us from his enmity and trickery, right? Safeguard us. And also we pray for the people who are monotheists throughout the globe, throughout the span of history, the people who are to come in the future. We pray for all of them. Whoever witnesses or bears witness to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, keep them safe and secure from shaitan. And then, God forbid, if that happened, that you have been targeted by the plots of shaitan, by the schemes of shaitan, by the designs and by the plotting of shaitan, then this is the part that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam makes sure this structure is complete. This structure is strong, right? This is the aftermath. That if shaitan has been able to deceive you, has been able to make plots for you, has been able to make schemes and designs for you, a way to be able to fall into the planes of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Imam Sajjad says, oh Allah, undo what he ties and unstitch what he sews up and dislocate what he devises and frustrate him, وَطَّبِّتْهُ إِذَا عَظَمَ and frustrate him, make him tired, make him waste his energy, capacity and abilities when he makes up his mind and destroy what he establishes. Let's take a break, come back inshallah to conclude this part.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, respected brothers and sisters, in this final portion, what I want to mention is that dua is a very important tool. Dua is a great way of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The language of supplication is very powerful. This tool can help us confront shaitan, can help us if we got broken, if things went out of hand, if you're facing misery, if you're facing difficulty, and if that is due to following the schemes of shaitan, right? Because shaitan does not only advise you or deceive you towards disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has further plots after that. Because by doing that, then in a way, you are accepting the guardianship of shaitan. And once you accept the guardianship of shaitan, you're following him. And once you follow him, that means you have kept yourself away from the circle of guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Implicitly, you are stepping out of the realm of monotheism and tawheed with your deeds and actions. And then you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to undo that, to step you out of what shaitan has designed for you as a consequence or as the series or sequences of the consequences of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sinning. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us away from that and saves us from the plots of shaitan, and undoes and unties the plots and whatever he has sewed up for us, he has tied up for us with the du'as of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in this great book of Sahifa Sajjadia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را